Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Neil, thank you very much for that. Now, this afternoon, as you heard there in the news headlines, Aer Lingus has said that it will look to reaccommodate customers as quickly as possible where there are cancellations because of next week's industrial action. The airline said it is currently assessing the expected impact of an indefinite work to rule from next Wednesday by members of the Irish Airlines Pilots Association, IALPA. The union served notice of the action yesterday in a dispute over pay. In a few moments, I'll speak with Donal Moriarty, Chief Corporate Affairs Officer with Aer Lingus. But first, we're joined by Elena Fitzgerald-Kane, former President of the Irish Hotels Federation and the Irish Tourism Confederation, and by Cliona O'Flynn, who's an Irish journalist based in the Canaries, where thousands of Irish people will be hoping to fly to over the next couple of days. And Cliona, I might come to yourself first. You're in Tenerife. It's going to be packed with Irish tourists over the summer. You're due to fly back next week, is that right? What's your own situation?
Due to fly back on Wednesday. I booked it ages ago and I couldn't believe. I kept looking at the news, hoping that I would escape. But I'm on the very first work to rule day. So my fingers are crossed that maybe my flight won't be one of the ones affected because it'll be at the very beginning of the work to rule. But it is what it is. I have to just kind of keep my fingers crossed and hope that I don't get affected badly by this.
You
and
clearly,
also I'll be flying back the following week.
Okay, so you might still be caught in it there. You haven't received any update or notification about the flight, have you?
No, and you know, kind of it's like waking up and wondering if you've got a phone call from your ex-boyfriend. I don't want to hear from Aer Lingus for the next week. I don't want to, I mean, obviously, if my flight has been cancelled or rescheduled, I do want to hear from them. But you open your email with trepidation, hoping there isn't an email from them there. But you have to be a bit philosophical about this as well, Sarah. And there's nothing I can do. I don't think Aer Lingus or IALPA are going to change the rules just for little old me.
Have you been tempted to change to another airline just in case?
No. I mean, I think I'm at this stage, I'm going to wait and see. The other reason I haven't is that I, on the flight to Dublin, there still would be some availability on other airlines. But when I was booking my flight back, which is in the first week of July, it was almost a scramble to make sure I could get seats on the flight back. Okay. Certainly with the Aer Lingus flights, every day was being booked out or sold out. So there is a huge demand for flights in the first couple of weeks of July for people who want to come out here to the Canary Islands. There will be seats available on other airlines. There certainly were last week. At the moment, I'm just going to take it easy because I know if I book a flight and then my own flight isn't cancelled, I wouldn't get any compensation for doing that.
And just finally, Cliona, in terms of people who do go to Tenerife or the Canaries, is it mostly Aer Lingus Ryanair flights that they'd be using?
Certainly these days, I think it is. I mean, it only changed about 15 years ago. But when I fly in and out, I only ever see people using Ryanair and Aer Lingus. And I even spoke to one guy, Brendan Breen, who's development director for Tropical Hotels, which is quite a big chain. He said all the Irish people he knows who are coming or who are here are kind of doing what I'm doing, fingers crossed, hoping and praying that they won't get affected. But there's very, very few. Well, I might be wrong, but as far as I know, there are very few charter flights coming in and out of Tenerife. Certainly none that are offering flights to me at the moment.
All right. Well, the best of luck and I hope it all works out well for you. That's Cliona O'Flynn, an Irish journalist based in the Canaries. Elena Fitzgerald-Kane also joins us on the line. And Elena, you're also a regional hotelier at the Woodlands House in Adair in County Limerick. We don't have any end date for this industrial action at the moment. Are you concerned about this potentially leaching into the summer and your own business?
Really concerned, Sarah. I suppose where we are in Adair, we're 20 minutes from Shannon Airport, which is a really important hub. And I suppose when you look at our main transatlantic carrier, and it, not forgetting, I suppose, the short-haul network that Aer Lingus has to key European and UK hubs, you know, it's really, really concerning. Because we've seen, I suppose, what has happened when there's been disruption in the past. And as an island nation, you know, we can't have anything happening that's going to spook our consumers. And particularly, I suppose, the timing as we look towards a season that already has a lot of kind of mixed vibes about it, you know, against the backdrop of high costs, you know, talk of the cap in Dublin Airport, the underutilisation of the other airports, government contracting. it's very worrying when you add this extra element in. And not forgetting, I suppose, the downstream businesses. So it's not just about Aer Lingus and the airlines. It's all the other parts of the tourism community throughout the country that are affected.
So what can you do now, for example, if someone contacts you next week and says, you know, I can't get to Ireland and my flight has been cancelled. Can I get a refund, please?
And I suppose essentially there are cancellation policies in place, but where it's not, you know, of the consumer's making, that's where each individual property has to look at. I know what we'll be doing, you know, in terms of being as fair as we can and try and reschedule. But the reality is, it's going to be a loss. It's going to be a substantial loss because, you know, people aren't going to just decide, OK, I'll visit Ireland later in the year. You've all the other factors around capacity, et cetera. And I suppose the nature of the kind of hospitality that we provide, people are going to look for alternatives. And I suppose we're really shooting ourselves in the foot, particularly at this critical planning time for the season ahead.
And at the same time, are you sympathetic to the pilots and what they're looking for?
Absolutely. Look, the skill set, the experience, the responsibility, and I'm very conscious as well of how, you know, airlines, no more than the broader tourism sector, would have been affected by the pandemic. Really, really mindful of that. And I suppose what I'd be suggesting is, you know, encouraging IALPA to re-engage, because at the end of the day, industrial action is only going to bring acute disruption and a legacy of disruption, and I'd be encouraging them to go back to the table in terms of negotiating and obviously trying to find that middle and common ground.
Just finally then, are you seeing any impact on hotel bookings yet, or do you expect that you will?
We are seeing early signs of it. You know, people are ringing up and kind of asking what's going to happen, you know, in terms of questions like what you posed there, Sarah, about cancellation policies, etc. But I suppose over the weekend, it's going to see how that's manifested in day one and what happens. And ultimately, is it going to grow to be a bigger problem? Because that, in essence, could end up having a really detrimental, I suppose, effect in what are the most critical months from a tourism perspective. And not forgetting the fact that tourism hasn't recovered to pre-pandemic levels. So we really need a really, really solid and a good summer, and this really puts us in the back foot.
All right, Elena Fitzgerald-Kane, hotelier at the Woodlands House in Adair in County Limerick. Thank you very much for joining us. We're joined now by Donal Moriarty, Chief Corporate Affairs Officer with Aer Lingus, and thank you, Donal, for joining us again this evening. At this
thank
point,
you,
I know you only got the news actually yesterday on this show that the work to rule was going to happen. So 24 hours later, do you have an idea as to what impact it's going to have on your flight schedules?
Well, we're still undertaking the assessments there, but what's clear so far is that it is going to be very difficult for our operation. It's as if it's designed to have the maximum negative impact on our customers. It will be cumulative because it's an ongoing form of industrial action day after day. Its effect will be cumulative. And it's clear that this work to rule is more than that. It's designed to significantly disrupt, particularly with the provision preventing changes to rosters. So inevitably, we are going to see some cancellations and perhaps growing levels of cancellations day by day.
Okay, and so people on a Wednesday, like Clina, who was speaking to us there, she might be lucky enough on the Wednesday, but by the following Wednesday, she could be in trouble.
Well, our current assessment is that this will be cumulative in its effect and it will build. In a way, it's something that we're already experiencing. Last weekend in Dublin Airport, there was really significant disruption for us, with 14 flights being cancelled as a direct consequence of last-minute pilot sickness. And since the start of the year, we've actually had to cancel 56 flights, all based upon short notice pilot illness.
And now I have heard some pilots pushing back on that line, because I know Aer Lingus has been putting out that reality, I suppose, of what's happened. But I've heard some pilots make the point that nobody wants a sick pilot flying the plane, and that there's very high levels or thresholds of wellness in order to be, if you're sick, you shouldn't fly.
Absolutely. And there's no sense that anyone should fly if they're sick. It's just that the levels of sickness are fairly extraordinary.
All right.
At the moment.
So when you say you expect it to be cumulative, at this point, can you give people any indication of the number of cancellations that you might be expecting, we'll say by next weekend?
Unfortunately, we can't, because much of the cancellation effect will only become apparent in the immediate time before the flight is due to operate, up to and including the day of operation. And that's the reality. What we can commit to is that when there is cancellation, we will do everything we can and we will work to reaccommodate passengers as quickly as possible. We are looking to work with other airlines, with partner airlines, and looking to hire in our aircraft to make that reaccommodation as effective as possible. But there is no doubt that there will be disruption, and disruption to people planning on the days that they wish to travel.
So for people listening now who might have a flight with Aer Lingus next Friday or Saturday, what are their options? What can they do?
Well, firstly, they should look at our website. The homepage has a travel advisory banner on it. So that has the latest information with regard to disruption. Then for any passenger that is actually disrupted in the form of a cancellation, we will contact that passenger directly, setting out their options. Their options will be refund or reaccommodation in some form, and we will set that out clearly. But the challenge that we're facing is that the effect of this work to rule may only become apparent in the immediate period before the operation.
Okay,
of the flight.
So for passengers then who don't want to take that risk, don't want to wait until next Friday or Saturday to find out whether or not they're going to be able to get to their sister's wedding in London and want to make plan B, can they get a refund now from Aer Lingus so they can go book another flight?
Well, we're once our assessment of the impact is complete, and as I say, it's ongoing, we will be communicating to customers over the next number of days, setting out their options, both in the event of disruption and in the period prior to disruption. So we will communicate what options are. They're not ready to be done yet, but that is something that we will do before next Wednesday.
Okay, so you're considering those scenarios for people who may want to just change their flight in advance?
We're considering all scenarios, so we will be communicating in advance on those issues before next Wednesday.
All right. There haven't been any direct talks between Aer Lingus and IALPA since last Thursday evening, and I understand there won't be any today or tomorrow, because actually two of the lead negotiators on the IALPA side, they're pilots, and they haven't been released from work duty, so they can't go into negotiation. Is that a sensible approach?
Well, I mean, it's no surprise that pilots should be working during the summer. It's the busiest time of the year for the airline. That's a reality across all airlines. Aer Lingus has sought very intensively to have discussions, direct discussions with IALPA, with a view to increasing their pay above what has been agreed with everyone else. So 12.25% has been agreed with all other collectively bargained groups. We have proposed by IALPA that they could build their pay above and beyond that in return for agreement around productivity and flexibility. And IALPA have simply refused to have those conversations.
Yeah, and they've laid out their concerns around it, and I don't expect that we're going to resolve the issues here on air, but in terms of actually having the conversation, I know you say it's a busy summer period, but two of the people who are involved in the negotiation are being told they can't be involved in the negotiation today or tomorrow because they have to work. That, like, if everyone needs to get this resolved, is that the smart move from Aer Lingus, or would it not be much smarter to say, you guys don't have to work today, let's talk?
We could very easily have been available to have direct discussions with us by swapping their duties, which is a normal process and exchange amongst pilots. So it would have been very straightforward to do that. They've chosen not to. And that's consistent with their refusal, by the way, to engage with us on these issues over recent days. I think the most important thing at the moment, and the correct forum for this to be resolved, is the Industrial Relations Institutes of the State, principally the Workplace Relations Commission or the Labour Court. Aer Lingus has asked IALPA to go into the Workplace Relations Commission with us to try to find solutions, and so far IALPA has refused to do that.
All right.
We are calling upon IALPA and FORSA to agree to that step now.
Donal Moriarty, Chief Corporate Affairs Officer with Aer Lingus, thank you very much for joining us.